My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Jane now Linda, and has Davin been sold? Listen and enjoy.
This is not Belinda, but, our last one was Jane.
Oh!
And we had a falling out with Jane, and she, the last time we spoke, she was like, well, what can you offer me? And I think I said a huge cock. So I not heard.
That landed at that.
But all of a sudden, on, what was it, last Sunday, I get, on Facebook, a message from Linda Fairycult. Now, remember, before Jane was Jane, she was like Jane Linda Fairycult. And Fairycult is not a popular name.
No.
Somehow. My girl's back.
Yay.
So, look at that.
Yeah. So she waves at me like you could do on Messenger and says hello. And then I said on Monday, I go back on Facebook. She goes, how are you? I go, I'm well. How are you? She goes, I'm okay too. What are you doing? I go, doing some writing. What are you doing? She goes, I'm at work. And what do you mean by back to Facebook? Because remember, she was on Facebook, and then I think all her profiles got reported, which is why we were down to emails.
Right, right.
So that's why I'm like, oh, you're back on Facebook. She goes, oh, and by the way, I'm looking on Messenger. On Messenger now, you could see where they're from. And she was from Nigeria, so it was clear she was not in acting California.
So, right.
That's so stupid.
She goes, I'm at work. I go, what do you, I go, and what, and she goes, I'm at work. And what do you mean by back to Facebook? I go, didn't you leave Facebook? Where are you working? She goes, I'm a kindergarten teacher. And what do you mean by didn't I leave Facebook? I never talked to you before. So,
oh, what? Boy. They got to get their act together.
No. Well, what I think happened here was they're using the same name, but it's not the same person.
You got sold.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Boy, they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I hope scammers have a lemon law.
Yeah.
but I thought I was talking to the same person.
Yeah.
But now I'm not, so now I'm kind of caught off guard. I go, okay, my mistake. Kindergarten teacher is cool. Which school district? Like, okay, I got to recalibrate on the fly here. And then next day she goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, how are you? I go, how are you? She goes, I'm okay. And you? I go, good. Finished with school? She goes, yes. I go, cool. Where do you teach? She goes, why do you have to know?
because I want to stalk you outside of the building.
Yeah. Why do I have to know? Well, I was going to stop by with an apple.
That's code.
Yeah.
It is. It's for my balls. I go, I was making small talk, trying to learn a bit about the stranger who started messaging me. She goes, okay, can I see a picture? I go, if you answer my question.
Here we go with the pictures
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. So, yeah.
They got such a, such a regimented MO, these guys.
And she changed her name to Dawn Fairycult. Oh. So she's no longer Linda or Jane Fairycult.
Oh, I guess one of my nieces do that every other year. She changes her name to something.
Well, you know, Dawn's, I'm surprised they went to Dawn. That's usually a name you change.
Yeah.
Surprised that she changed to Dawn. Yeah. Never heard of that move before. But so I thought that was interesting.
Mm.
Same last name, different scammer. Thought we could rekindle it, but now this—I mean, they might come back to me. Often they get annoyed with me initially and then come back.
Yes,
because I'm always willing to engage in chit-chat.
No, but I think this—they grabbed your name and ran with it. You know, because this is totally a new person.
Yeah, which I had no way of knowing. I had no way of knowing. I thought the promise of my big cock had finally enticed my dear Jane.
That might have enticed, but maybe they saw that. You know, who's this guy? Big cock. All right, get him on a horn.
But you're right. They always want to see the picture. Always want the picture.
Yeah, always want the picture. You know, probably to, you know, like you said, to send it out, use it for something else.
No, I like to think it's like James said. Jane said she wants to see it so she can come on it. I'd like to think that's why every scammer wants my picture. I really
wonder if this person thinks the same about that.
Now, do they use regular paper or glossy just in case for a quick cleanup?
Well, I think it would work for a quick cleanup, to be honest.
You know, because you keep on printing things. With this, you just wipe a rag across.
Again,
it's good to go for the next time.
Then again, if you're scamming me, money's tight because money's not coming.
Yeah. Well, but they are.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.